be goddamn it, they done changed the provide. The common denominator, the nigga numerator. Never know who to hate, a niggas cater to your ego. I'm sorry like Atari, who's the cousin to Coleco. Fish in Puerto Rico, back on the street like Chico. The more she large and got a lack in the garage. Few parts here and there,
I declare hard, my lord.
One at Clark, one at Spelman. Both know each other and it's cool, you can tell. When you step off in the party, women jump for joy. With all the wild niggas scheming, they gon'
for talking all that bull squash, my watch, my car, I'm a star. I'd rather be a comic by far. Oh, man, that was an outcast. Skew it on the Barbie. Man, it's your boy, Trav Sosa, straight water, no soda, man. This is Rebel Podcast. Say it two times, it'll make you smile. Oh, man. You know what? I should start it over and bring it back like this. Finally, Trap Sosa has come back. Oh man, I'm just being silly, man. If you watch wrestling back in the Attitude Era, early 2000s, late 90s, you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. I don't think it's not a male this side of heaven that don't know that shit. The fucking Rock, man. That nigga was crazy. Anyways, we gonna get into some conspiracy lane. And today, it's gonna be a couple of episodes like this. I don't wanna dwell on one person in particular, but we're gonna talk about Tupac. We're gonna get into this Tupac character. And I'm just gonna let it be known out the gate, in my not so humble opinion, Tupac most definitely is an actor. Was he really about all that shit he was talking? I don't know. I'm going to say not so much, more than it being a narrative. And why do I say this? Well, if you look at all the documentaries that was about Pac, he damn near told you. I ain't going to say damn near. He did tell you. He flat out told you he was an actor. First, I got to go through some things he said. That if I would say it, you would look at me like I was on fucking drugs. If I would say it to my partners, they would be like, this nigga's lost his fucking mind. First one, man got shot 5 times, not a scratch on his body. 1 time in a dome. Either you a fucking superhero, or you full of shit. Let's just be 100, man. Let's keep it all the way 100. If I was tell somebody I got shot 5 times, then the scratch, bruise or nothing on my body, they'll roll their eyes. You wouldn't believe me, Jack. Two. And I don't remember which documentary it was. He said he changed his, I guess you say he changed his personality from being an effeminate male to being overly macho. Think about that. It's interesting. You go from one extreme to the other. What does that mean? It's an act. I should tell you that. He said it. I'm not making this up. This nigga said that. Number three. Which is my favorite one. And his raps. Pac always rapped about being poor. In the documentaries, several times it's been documented that he went to a school of performance arts with Jada Pinkett and a bunch of other actors. For real, he said it. This is documented. So is he some real nigga and all this stuff? Not really. No. He wasn't. I'm gonna just go ahead and say no. He wasn't. He was an actor. It was an act. closed curtain. People go into how he died and all this stuff, why he died. In my opinion, it's not really important. It's not. I hear a lot of motherfuckers be like, oh, he tried to do this for the black community and this, that. Name me one. Give me some examples. I don't know what you're talking about, Jack. I don't know. If you know, help me. Nobody's ever been able to give me a specific thing. But he's looked at as a Christ figure. Think about that. You can go into the MK. You can go really deep into the conspiracy rabbit hole on that with the MK angle and all that there, but that's not what Rebel's about, man. We're not gonna go into that rabbit hole. It's too deep, and then you don't know where it comes out. But here's the kicker: the intergalactic gagger. Man, I'm a go ahead and be like 90% of the entertainers, rappers, singers included, everybody in the entertainment industry is putting on an act. It's a stage. And we're going to take it a step further. Most people you meet in life are putting on an act, especially women. But this is not about women today. Keep that in mind, though. They put on an act, but I'm gonna let that go for right now. Why is this important? Why am I even talking about this? Well, I heard recently, I can't remember what I was watching. I've heard one of my buddies tell me this, that a certain rapper or whatever raised me. They use that phrase. Yeah, man, listen to their music, it raised me, man. I don't really feel comfortable with that. I don't like that. That's not cool to me. I love me some Outkast growing up. They were my favorite group. Outkast, 8-Ball, UGK, fucking Players Circle when back in the 2000s with 2 Chainz and Dollar. I loved and appreciated their music, but guess what I didn't do? I didn't look up to these niggas, fam. They were just entertainers to me. They used a lot of the Outkast lingo when I was coming up. Of course, it was funny. It was cool. Did I look at these people as heroes? No. I thought Andre 3000 was a fucking weirdo. He had weird raps and he was weird. I thought he was weird. But hey, he made great music in my book, so hey, fuck it. I thought Pimp C was crazy as hell. rest his soul. Him and Pac both. I thought them niggas was nuts. I never looked at them as my heroes. But here's the real thing I think we can learn from this shit is, a lot of times they tell you some very interesting stuff in their music. And this is probably going to be another segment or another series sooner or later, but I want to get into some of these rap lyrics. They said, a lot of these rappers say some outrageous shit. They say some shit that'll make you be like, what the fuck? Like, for real, I'm going to give one example. And I'm going to use my boy Pimp. Pimp C in the song Break 'Em All, something with Master P. I'm trying to think how he said it. Let me set this shit straight. Let me lay down the rules. I'm trying to remember. Tomorrow I got cold. I ain't gonna go, nigga. Open money, thinking it's funny. Bought a 6-4. I'm about to pull a kick, though. I need more money, money, more money, money. He said, took the cheese, something, and fucked this man, honey, honey. Nah, the game done escalated from all the shit that we done did. They done called the Paul. But anyway, he went. He said, "I'm looking at rape. I'm looking at kidnap. And if the bitches get here, they're gonna be full of hot cow." So he done kidnapped and raped a bitch. And I'm like, "What? Like what? Like hold on, bruh." What's his name? Biggie. Same kind of shit. He done fucked a nigga in the ass with a pool stick or some shit like that. I forgot what he said in the rap. I forgot. But that'll be another story for another day. But sometimes they say some real interesting stuff. And sometimes they say some shit that you can learn from. I think one of the most... And I say one of my favorite rap lines from UGK is, "Every lady ain't no hoe and every hoe ain't my bitch." That'll probably be another episode again. It's things you can learn from them, and it's just things you gotta take for entertainment value only. You can't hold these motherfuckers to the shit they say in their rhymes. They're not who they say they are in these rhymes, in these raps. It's an act. It's a show. And be honest with you, I don't see nothing wrong with it. The thing I see wrong with it is people taking this shit too far. Saying that these motherfuckers raised me. Literally looking up to these people. These motherfuckers are nothing to look up to. That's the point. One of the main reasons a lot of niggas say that shit is because they didn't have strong father figures in their life, man. I couldn't look up to UGK because I looked up to my dad. I thought my dad was the greatest. The motherfucker was second in command on the fucking ship. They used to be out in the middle of the fucking ocean. When he taught motherfuckers, listen. It was a life or death situation. I thought nothing was cooler. To me, it wasn't nothing cooler than that on the face of this earth. After I seen it. Like, when he talked, the motherfuckers stopped. They had to. Nothing was more impressive to me than that. You can't keep looking to these entertainers as a standard for life. Most of these motherfuckers are under some kind of programming. Who knows? A lot of these motherfuckers they have strange beliefs. They do strange shit. These people, these motherfuckers are not going to save you. Tupac can't help you. You can listen to some of his music and enjoy it. Hey, cool. He can't be your hero. If he is, and I'm not just saying him. I'm using his name as an example, but if any of these motherfuckers are your heroes, you need to rethink it. Why? These motherfuckers they can't save you for nothing. Nothing. At all. Like, at all, man. This is just 100% real talk right now, man. I can't even joke about this shit because it's so strange to me. I hear a lot of motherfuckers say these things like they raised me, and man, I look up to these people. Man, I would never. I couldn't imagine it. I enjoyed their music, yeah. Said a lot of lingo, yeah. Never looked up to them. I thought they were fucking weirdos, man. Still think they're weirdos. So I'm going to close it off with this, man. Be fathers to your sons. Uncle to your nephew. Mother to you. You know, all this shit, man. We can't look at these entertainers as a standard of living. And that goes to politicians, too. These motherfuckers it's like looking at a comic strip, man. There's some shit you can learn from them. But in the grand scheme of things, they can't save you. There's only one way. It's only one person who can save you. You can save yourself. I'm going to just say the biblical way. That's how I'm going to say it. You do it that way. Other than that, I don't know what else to tell you, man. This your boy Trap Sosa, straight water, no soda, man. This is that Rebel Rebel podcast. Say it two times, you're going to smile. Oh, man, I'm out.